Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, Memorization Monday, December 9th, 2019. Two very close friends joining me in the studio. And if you were tuned in last week when we covered 1 John 1:7, because it was a wonderful discussion and sharing, and because all of us talked about how much we loved 1 John 1:9, we asked Nancy Miller to join us again today. And who did you bring along? Your sidekick. Who is this gentleman?
Oh, to my left is Jim Miller.
Jim! Oh!
Hello.
Nancy's husband. Former board member with the radio ministry. And I think we might have alluded or mentioned this last week, but was it at Twin City Bible Church when I was greeting? Is that the first time we met? You were coming up the steps shortly back from Japan.
Right.
Yeah. And we started talking, because it was only a few weeks later that you were on a trip to Israel with
us. Exactly, that's right.
Yep. So that was our first time or encounter?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so it's been, what, almost 19 years?
19, 20 years, a long time.
Yeah.
And Jim, you've served on a radio board, volunteered in different capacities. You've attended many events over the years, have supported the radio station, you and your family, your boys. We referenced them last week. Paul and Peter have sung with the singing men of GNN.
Yeah. And we've watched your dog.
Yeah, that's right. You've stayed at our home many times when I've been on trips to Israel or traveling. You've stayed in the home, watched Beamer. Yes. In fact, on Thanksgiving Day when we were invited over, we let Beamer out of the car out on the street, and he ran right up to your front door. It's like, wow, he really knows this place.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Beamer's the best.
Yeah, so that was great. And last week, if you joined us, we covered 1 John 1:7. So by way of review, because it'll set up today's verse, 1 John 1:9, which is a verse that many have memorized. So many of us are familiar with this, and it was one of the first verses I memorized, I don't know, many, many years ago, but it's a great one. 1 John 1:7 is, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin." And so if you were tuned in last Monday, we talked about that, about the importance of walking in the light, the fact that Jesus's blood, which is kind of that mystery, but it's because of his shed blood we can find forgiveness of sins. And his shed blood meant that he died for us, that he went to the cross. It was a brutal death. And it's something that we often don't talk about. There's some mystery in why the shedding of blood? Why did he have to die for me? In our English conversation classes, I remember one of the students once saying, "Well, why did he have to die for us? Why did God put him through that punishment?" It's like, that's a profound question. I mean, that's because God is righteous, God is just. There needed to be a payment for the sin of mankind.
Right.
And so we talked a bit about that last week, how because of his shed blood, we are purified. We can find forgiveness of sins. So that program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. But today's verse, I don't know if you'd call it a 1-2 punch. You know, for many people, oh, that sounds kind of violent to me. But the blessing of this next verse, 1 John 1:9, which says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us." Some versions are purify us from all unrighteousness. It's a verse that I cling to. It's a verse that I hold on to. It's a verse that I say many times in my mind and heart, because if we confess our sins, he, the Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty God, is faithful and just to forgive us, and we all need forgiveness. He forgives us of our sins and purifies us, makes us new, makes us holy, makes us cleansed and clean. And so it's a verse that if you've never been exposed to it or thought about it or known of it, Oh, please let this broadcast sink into you, because we're going to have a special reading in just a minute. Nancy's going to read from our book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. But let me make a few announcements and then we'll go into this verse, because so much is going on. If you were tuned in last week, last Monday, Nancy shared as a board member some of the enthusiasm that we have as a board, because the next day, last Tuesday, we were going to make the big announcement. And everyone has been hassling me all week long, like, wow, you milked out that big announcement for so many weeks. And finally, I'm glad it was truly a big announcement, because I raised the bar pretty high. So this is like the most spectacular God-sized announcement in these 24 years that I've ever made. And so if you were tuned in last Tuesday, you heard it. If you've been out of town and didn't hear it, we're going to become 19 stations, 19 frequencies covering all of central Illinois, basically from beyond Danville, because our great Indiana listeners in Covington and Rockville and Clinton, Indiana, and a number of cities throughout Indiana get our signal. But for the Illinois listener, from basically Danville all the way beyond Macomb and Jacksonville and Whitehall and Beardstown, maybe some towns you've never heard before. I didn't know of all these towns until the last 4 or 5 months as we've been working on this. But we're literally in the coming days going to be acquiring 15 more frequencies and covering the good news message of Jesus. And I liked how you prayed, Nancy. You said, lifting up Jesus. Well, WLUJ family of stations has been known for 30 plus years, lifting up Jesus. W-L, lift, L-U, up. And then J, Jesus, L-U-J, W-L-U-J, lifting up Jesus. So what's happening now is, I think as of December 30th, if there's no people contesting this or any filings of grievances, then it gets assigned to a FCC, a governmental agency's worker bee. Somebody takes all the paperwork, the 60-plus pages, and then evaluates and weighs and, I guess, sorts through whatever they need to do to finalize it and approve it, stamp it, and then it becomes a reality. And we're hoping that's in the next 2 to 4 months. So we're in the period now. We shared all that news last Tuesday to alert you all to be praying for what God's going to do. We believe his hand is all over this, and that this increase of oversight that we'll have on all these frequencies to his glory will be something as a benefit to the 3 million plus listeners that'll be in this coverage area. Basically, right now, Great News Radio serves 1.2 million, but we pick up an additional 2 million potential listeners throughout Springfield and Decatur and Bloomington and Lincoln and all these cities, what we would say is west of us. Mm. And so we'll have some new creative programming and other things we're going to be doing. So we're very excited. Oh, so one of the things, when you came in, we have this great map that's all matted, and we have some other literature that we'll be sending out and sharing with everyone. But if you stop by our Facebook page or the radio station's website, greatnewsradio.org, you'll see this colorful map that has all the cities that are covered in this listening area. And basically, we're quadrupling in size once the FCC approves this. So nothing will happen till probably 2 to 4 months officially. We're working behind the scenes with all sorts of tasks and getting things ready and up and running, but it won't happen till the FCC approves it. So hopefully, please be praying with us the next 2 to 4 months. So exciting times. This past Saturday, the Singing Men provided some backup music at the event at the Virginia Theater on Saturday, the Tons of Fun Band. What a event for the Singing Men to be a part of. They had a children's choir and all that instrumentation and a great crowd at the Virginia Theater. That was a lot of fun. And then this coming Saturday, December 14th at the Village Mall in Danville. So those of you that are Indiana listeners that sometimes say, oh, it's such a drive to come all the way into Champaign or to your studios in Urbana, well, we'll be at the Village Mall in Danville at noon on December 14th for a full concert, which will include the Singing Men of GNN, the Great News Radio Children's Choir, and Jim Gunther and the Servant Quartet. They'll provide some pre-concert music and singing at about 10:30. So the Singing Men and the Children's Choir will be at noon, but at 10:30 7:30 on December 14th at the Village Mall in Danville. Come join Servant Quartet. They'll be like the warm-up band, if you will. So you'll be really blessed by them. And then a week from this Saturday, December 21st, at the Marketplace Mall in Champaign, we'll put on another great concert at noon with, once again, Servant Quartet doing a warm-up around 10:30, Singing Men at noon, Children's Choir around 12:30, then the Singing Men and the Children's Choir will sing together, close out the program around 1 o'clock or 1:15, 1:30. So those will be your next two Saturdays. Just think about being at the Village Mall in Danville and then the Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And also a shout out to Carol Cohen. She's our new accompanist that's helping out with the children's choir. She had her first rehearsal with the children last Thursday. She left saying, "Mark, I love these children. I love this group. There's a bunch of internationals. There's Chinese and Belarusians," I think is what you say, from around Russia or one of the countries, and Americans. And it's a great mixture of children. So they're going to be a real blessing. But Carol's very gifted, and she's going to be our accompanist for both those concerts and is going to help out one more rehearsal before the big concert this coming Saturday. So, wow, you have to look at the calendar thinking, wow, yeah, we have two concerts coming up, a lot of things going on, a lot of wonderful things happening. A wonderful thing happening right now is that we're going to talk about 1 John 1:9. So thank you, Jim and Nancy, for being available and sitting patiently. We're all biting at the bit because we love this verse.
Well, Mark, you said that this was one of the first verses that you've memorized.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it was one of the first verses I learned to really use. Mm. You know, I'd been memorizing verses for years in Sunday school, but this has a special place in my heart, too. So, the reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan goes like this. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mm. One Sunday, as I was preaching in my church in Nashville, I said that Christians need to keep short accounts with God. We need to confess our sins quickly and completely so that no corrosion builds up in our spiritual connections with God. I was interrupted by a young man whom I'd never seen before and have never seen since. Hmm. Jumping to his feet, he shouted, "Sir, sir, that's not right." He had the salutary effect of waking up everyone instantly. "When we receive Christ as Savior," he insisted, "He forgives our sins, past, present, and future. We never again need to confess sins that are forgiven in His sight." It's true that all our sins are instantly and forever forgiven, past, present, and future. Yet Jesus taught us to pray, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors," Matthew 6:12. And as I reminded my young heckler that evening, 1 John 1:9 was expressly written to Christians. According to the next paragraph, 1 John 2:1-2, John wrote his book to retard sin in our lives. Quote, "I am writing you these things so that you may not sin." But he added, "If anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the Righteous One." From 1 John 2:1-2. It's not that we're saved and lost and saved over and over. It's a matter of maintaining constant, conscious fellowship with our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously possible for Christians to sin. I've never met one who didn't. That doesn't mean we've lost our salvation, but sin does jeopardize the victory and vitality of our faith. Confession means we acknowledge our failures and humbly ask God's help in overcoming them. Some sins are so stubbornly addictive that it takes massive amounts of time, effort, confession, counseling, and rededication to conquer them. If you're struggling with a besetting sin, don't give up. Keep memorizing scriptures related to your weakness. Keep anticipating its onset and avoiding its traps. Like Daniel, determine in your heart you aren't going to be defiled and ask God for full and total victory. We may never be perfect in this life, but through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we can have consistent victory over known sin. And 1 John 1:9 is a powerful verse to store in the armory of your mind. Bill Bright, founder of Campus Crusade for Christ, now called CRU, once said, "We must confess our sins immediately. The reason the laver was polished so finely was to reflect the image of the person standing in front of it, the person who came to wash his hands and feet." This is a picture of examining ourselves with the help of the Holy Spirit and confessing any sin we find. The Bible tells us if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong.
Bill Bright. Yeah, he was used of God in number of people's lives, and his legacy carries on through so many different ministries and things that he's launched. Wow, 1 John 1:9, is it a verse you're familiar with? Is it a verse you've thought much about? Is it a verse that maybe for the first time you're hearing today? Let's commit it to memory. Listen to this verse again, because it's like you said, Nancy, it has a point of application that should give us all great, great hope. 1 John 1:9, if, now that's the big if, some people would stop right there, if, so you have to make a choice, you have to make a determination, you have to really think about it, because there's a quality to this verse that you have to respond, you have to react, if. We, or you could personalize it, if I, Mark Burns, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. A very hope-filled verse that if you do this, this is what He does. And like you were saying, Nancy, it was one of the first verses that you started saying, wow, not only is this a special verse, there's an application. I can see this work out immediately. Mm-hmm. How do you look at this verse, Jim? Is this something that you've clung to or thought about much, or is it a favorite?
Well, it's a very great verse, obviously, and it's pretty profound. If you think about it, to think that God is actually willing and able to forgive us, it's really hard to grasp that it's that simple, that God is willing and that we can be confident of that. It's nice that he, well, it's not just nice, it's wonderful that he spelled it out so clearly, because had he not done that, we would always have reason to doubt. You know, did God really mean that? Did God really say that? And yet we see it very plainly spelled out for us.
Yeah. It's really simple and yet highly profound.
Yeah. There was a time years ago, now this was quite a few years ago, when I thought I really understood the Bible very, very well. And what I'm finding now is that I'll read something and it's like, it almost goes over my head in the sense that it's, how do you even grasp some of these things?
Yeah.
How do you even grasp the full meaning of a verse such as this?
Right.
It's just really hard to say that you fully understand.
Was it Dr. Webb? I think we were in some Sunday school classes or gatherings in the past where somebody said, the Bible is like an onion where you can just keep peeling off layers of understanding. Maybe Jason Schiffo has even illustrated that. Or it's like a diamond where there's so many facets. It's just not saying one thing. It can say many things or layers of things. Or as you mature in your faith, you glean new and maybe more interesting insights. Or maybe that verse wasn't that important or didn't seem to apply much, but now it's like front and center. And like you said, here we have this sovereign, almighty, holy God, no sin, perfect, and yet he's basically saying, if we confess our sins, if we acknowledge them, if we point them out, and we bring them to him, he will be faithful and just to forgive us, to remove the guilt, the shame, and then purify us and make us clean and holy. Like one of you mentioned, King David, though his sins are as red as crimson, you know, they'll be as white as snow.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, too, that just the nature of humanity, of men and women, is that we really don't want to confess because that offends our pride. Our pride does not want to acknowledge that we are sinful and that God is holy. You know, we're not holy. He's holy. And so it offends our pride. I mean, you saw that with Adam and Eve. They hid because they did not want to admit their sin. And so it's just a very powerful thing to realize that we need to humble ourselves, you know, admit our sin, confess our sin. And one of the things I've heard about the word confess is that it means to say the same thing, to agree with God's assessment of who we are and what our situation is. I think that's very powerful, that we need to admit to and agree with God as to his assessment of who we are.
Yeah, and recognizing our sins. Nancy, you were out of town this last week, but Sandy Dunn and I oversaw your class.
Oh, thank you.
And that was one of the things they were asking about. Well, what is sin? And so I always like to think of sin, what's in the middle of sin? I, you know, it all starts with, you know, our self-centeredness, the big S-I-N, I, me. We put ourselves up as our own God, if you will. But sin is also, I think it's been described as with archery, it's when you miss the mark. I think, you know, here's God's plan, and if we don't live it perfectly, we sin. We miss the mark, and, like, you don't hit the bullseye every time. And we recognize, like you say, Jim, we confess these things as not living up to God's standard. And with sin, we've memorized some past verses, with sin comes punishment, comes death.
Yeah.
Separation from God. And this is one of these verses that it brings us hope, because if we do confess our sins, he, God, the only one that can forgive us, will, and not only that, but he'll purify us.
Yeah.
And he'll make us holy, set apart for him and for his work.
Yep. Well, and, you know, verses like this are so comforting, because maybe I'm the only one, but, you know, there are times that Nancy and I read a passage from the Bible every morning, usually a couple of chapters, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, but invariably we come across things that are, frankly, very convicting.
Right.
And it's like, I almost wish I hadn't read that.
Yes.
Because it's painful at times.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I know I can look back and think about some of these things, and if there weren't verses such as this in the Bible, it's like, well, why don't you just give up now?
Yeah.
Because there would be no hope.
Right, right. Well, listening friend, 1 John 1:9, I hope it'll become a favorite verse of you, certainly this week. Think about it. Spend some time weighing what it says and applying it into your life. And then I trust it will give you great hope, because we have this holy, righteous, wonderful God that loves us, that cares for us. And through this verse, he's provided a plan for us to live a holy life for him. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Jim and Nancy Miller with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.